Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. On the broadcast today, Congresswoman Susie Lee of CD3. She's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. NV Energy. NV Energy proudly serves Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Nevada Mining Association, mining a better future for Nevada. And University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, offering the highest level of care in Nevada.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
For me, there's nothing more important than getting my patients the care they need. So when I hear that Sam Brown supports allowing states to ban abortion, even in cases of rape, even to protect the life of the mother, I know what that would mean. When doctors' hands are tied, the results can be catastrophic, but Sam Brown doesn't seem to care. Sam Brown has shown that he is not looking out for the best interests of my patients. He is way too extreme for Nevada.
Wynn Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C., we're always delighted to welcome back to the program Congresswoman Susie Lee of CD3. Thank you for being here.
Great to see you, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Let's start off with a really simple topic, immigration.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a crazy situation. In Nevada especially, just about every business needs employees. We don't have them. Even though our unemployment rate is around 5%, that really doesn't tell the true story because every major industry needs workers. Mm-hmm. And it's like that across the country. Do you see any hopes of, and I know not in this session, but any hopes in the coming session of getting any kind of immigration bill through?
Well, listen, you know, as you said, I mean, first and foremost, we need to have secure borders, but we also need an immigration system where people who come to our country can have a determination that is fair, that's fast, and that's final. And the best border security we could pass in this country is a comprehensive immigration reform bill. That being said, in your question about what's the hope of something happening, I think we have to. And this has been a broken system for decades, and we're seeing the impact, and we need people and we need workers, and our economy needs legal immigration. That being said, it always seems to come back to border security, which, you know, I am in full support of secure borders. And if any indication of what the future looks like, let's just look at what just happened when the Senate had been working for over a year to put together a bipartisan border package. And the former president tweeted that Republicans shouldn't pass that. And so literally Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is sitting on this bill and sitting on it because of something political. So when we can try to put politics aside and actually get to the table and negotiate a package, a comprehensive package like the Dignity Act, which is a bill that I'm a co-sponsor of. This is a bipartisan bill That's being led by the Democrat Veronica Escobar, the Republican Maria Salazar. It talks about, you know, processing asylum seeker, processing economic legal immigration, making sure that we are investing in border security. I think it's $25 billion in border security, taking care of our dreamers. All of that's included in this bill. So let's just say I'm going to do my part to work across the aisle to try to get something passed. I think we all should be doing that. And, you know, our immigration system is broken because for so long it has been used as a political football. And I don't think there's any other state that could benefit more from comprehensive reform than our own state.
All right, so let me play devil's advocate. I think that the issue is the comprehensive part. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, we have tried to do that so many times and it has failed for one reason or other, political and otherwise. Back in 86, there were two sides to this discussion. The unions didn't want to have the immigrants because they thought that it would lower wages for their members. The big businesses were assailed because they were accused of just wanting cheap labor. Those reasons have gone out the door. Now people say, well, the unions would love to have all these members coming in. That's not necessarily true because maybe they would be in or maybe they wouldn't be. But it seems like if one can take it a piece at a time, that perhaps we could get somewhere, because comprehensive has failed so many times, including, I guess, the biggest, most recent effort was with President George W. Bush, Harry Reid, and John McCain. And then McCain decided to run for president and that blew that up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, is there any thought, and I guess your point is well made, that border security is at the forefront of everybody's mind, but a piece at a time? Or is that just...
Listen, once you get into a piece at a time, then, you know, let's just say address economic immigration, right? H-1B visas, any type of, you know, specialty visas, farm worker visas, et cetera, temporary visas. Once you start getting into that, it just sort of opens the door to other issues. And so I do believe it needs to be a comprehensive package. And just look at, I mean, if you look at the border bill that literally is sitting on Mike Johnson's desk that is waiting for a vote. And I will say there's been something that's changed a little bit since the last failed attempt with the Group of Eight, et cetera, is that we've changed the rules of the House, that if you get enough people to sign on to a bill, which, by the way, that was the problem with that bill, is that it, you know, was wildly bipartisan. You had many members supporting it, but it was Boehner, the Speaker, who did not bring it to the floor of the House. And that's sort of what we're in right now. And so if you have a bill that addresses some of these issues, that, listen, a deal is a deal. Everyone's not going to be happy. That's what compromise is
about.
Right. You know, that's what compromise is about. But the problem is that if we don't do it in Congress, we get into these situations where you do things by executive actions that stand up to legal, you know, that don't stand up to legal fights, that end up in the courts. And so I think it's our duty. It is our duty to do it. And I think that we have to come to the table and, you know, let's not talk about what red lines we have, but more importantly, what is it that we need? And I don't think, you know, I don't think it's a red or blue issue. We need economic, legal immigration in this country. And so we have to figure out how to get at least a package that addresses that across the finish line and, you know, has a pathway to citizenship. And so...
But okay, I'm sorry. Does it have to? Because it seems to me that people want to come to this country for a better life, for an economic benefit.
Uh-huh.
And that citizenship would be great, but it's not the priority.
Well, it's not the only thing. And it
right.
doesn't... But for those who want a pathway, we should have a legal pathway that, like I said, that's fair, that's fast, that's final.
Okay,
for people who are temporary, who want to come here and work and go back to their countries, we need to have a legal pathway for that to happen. right now, because our immigration system, it's like literally the top of a pin, you know, a pin on how you process through legally. It takes decades, mm-hmm. in some cases, 2 years to get an H-1B visa through. And so what ends up happening is people who want to come here end up trying to go through the asylum system, which we know wasn't intended for economic immigration. And so, you know, I think that we need to have, for those people who are here, who have been working, contributing to our economy, we need to provide a pathway if they want it. And also we need to have those other alternatives for people who want to come here and work. And right now we don't have any, you know, we are very limited at that. And we end up clogging the asylum system because of that. And so I think that, again, I'm just going to say the best border security we could do in this country is a comprehensive bill.
All right. So let me throw in another example here that doesn't get talked about very much. But our population base is going down.
That's right.
And we need 16 people was the last number I heard to support one person on Social Security. And so, you know, but nobody publicizes mm-hmm. that. So Medicare and Social Security both could use more people coming into the country. Mm-hmm. Would that not be something that could be pushed so
absolutely.
That people understand
yeah,
that
absolutely.
Without that workforce, you're not going to have those
that.
Things there?
Absolutely.
What about expanding the amount of money that a person earns that goes towards Social Security wages? Are you in favor of that?
Expanding?
I think it's $166,000, something mm-hmm. like that, where mm-hmm. there's a cutoff.
Listen, with respect to Social Security, I mean, to me, this is something that Americans pay into.
Right.
That, you know, when it comes to, let's just say, tax giveaways to the wealthiest Americans, and then literally we see my colleagues turn around and say, well, we got to pay for it somehow. We're going to cut benefits by 30%. You know, I believe that Americans need to rely on what they've already contributed and paid into the system, and certainly we have to figure out ways to make sure we're continuing to get the type of revenues into the system we need.
Okay, but I guess, and I'm going down the same path as you,
uh-huh.
is making a different tack. But, you know, right now, you make a certain amount of money, you no longer pay mm-hmm. Social Security taxes on that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, would you be in favor of increasing or taking away the limits
you
so
know,
whatever
I'm,
you earn?
Right.
You
I'm on the Social Security Fairness Act that actually there's a discharge petition right now to address Social Security. And so those are ways that I'm looking at addressing the Social Security system and making sure we protect those benefits for the millions and millions of Americans who have earned them.
All right. And as one of those people, I'm very glad to
yes.
hear that. Let's take a break. We'll be back from Washington, D.C. with Congresswoman Susie Lee after this.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday. Trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
Come celebrate Tamarack Casino's 23rd anniversary with $50,000 in giveaways this September. $5,000 big cash winners every Saturday. And a $10,000 big cash winner during the grand finale celebration on September 28th. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C., we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Susie Lee of CD3. You received bipartisan support from Governor Joe Lombardo for a bill that you've sponsored that would cut red tape, time, and the cost of land appraisals for federal land that could be developed for new housing. This would go dramatically towards lowering the cost of housing for builders and developers. What other things do you see from this?
Well, listen, you know, first of all, we've been able to secure $1 billion from the Inflation Reduction Act or the American Rescue Plan to help, you know, ultimately it's a supply and demand issue. And we are in a housing crisis in Nevada, but in this, in Nevada in particular, but in this country. And so one is, you know, we've made the commitment to get the funding into our state. Just last year alone, I was able to secure $175 million to go into investment in building housing. We have 1,000 senior housing units under construction. The ACE Act really was just a, again, bipartisan, common sense legislation that eliminates just, you know, one barrier to making sure that land moves from public land into developable land. And yes, I was proud to have the endorsement of Governor Lombardo on that bill. Another bill that I'm a co-sponsor on that's being led by my colleague Stephen Horsford is the HOME Act.
Right.
You know, first and foremost, Nevadan homes should be owned by Nevadans. And we have seen 15% of single family homes in Southern Nevada in particular have been bought up by these speculative corporations who are coming in and basically trading homes like stocks. And what's happening is they're jacking up rent to make a profit for their stockholders, right? And so who's paying for it? Southern Nevadans are paying for it in increased rent. And so we have a bill that will make it illegal to jack up and price gouge rent during a housing crisis. Also, there will be a study on the impact of that on rents, and then the fees that will be collected will go into the housing trust fund to be used to build additional housing. And so, you know, this is sort of a all hands on deck type of problem that, you know, one, being in a state that has 80%, close to 80% of our land is federally controlled. When I meet with developers and realtors, the biggest frustration is the amount of time it takes them to get from, you know, a piece of dirt into a home that's being built. And so what we can do to break some of that red tape is really important. But also, too, to take on some of these corporate raiders who are coming in and literally jacking up prices right under renters' nose in Nevada. And the people it impacts the most are seniors and people who are on fixed incomes. So, you know, I go out, I spend a lot of time meeting with seniors throughout my community, and they're like, listen, my Social Security is went up 3% and my rent's going up 10%. And so, one, we need to build more housing. I think that's most important. And two, we need to make sure we're protecting against these types of speculative increases that really are affecting families and seniors in our state.
All right, so what kind of Republican support do you have toward this?
On the HOME Act?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it's bipartisan or not, so I'll get back to you. But, you know, the ACE Act is bipartisan. David Joyce from Ohio was my co-sponsor on that bill.
Okay. You know, I was talking to realtors from Southern Nevada just recently on the program, and they were telling me that the BLM has land that's already been released back into Nevada, but has not been able to be accessed yet by Southern Nevada realtors. I mean, we want to get more land.
This is a state, it's a federal, it's a state, it's a local issue. I mean, you know, we fight to get the funding, $1 billion in resources going to building and helping with affordable housing. The state obviously deals with, you know, making sure that money's getting out into the local housing authorities, et cetera. And then you have the local permitting and making sure we're streamlining that process so it's not taking years and years to get this type of land developed and built upon. So I think it takes all of us working together to move this process along and to streamline it, you know, and make sure that realtors, that builders are able to build in a timely manner. Because if they don't, they're going to take that money and go elsewhere where they can see a return on investment more quickly than waiting 2-3 years in Southern Nevada.
All right, let's take another break. More with Congresswoman Susie Lee after this timeout.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
The open road on a brand new Harley, or win a bundle of cash during the $250,000 Harley Davidson giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Thousands in weekly giveaways, plus multiple grand prize winners, including cash and 7 brand new Harleys. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation from Washington, D.C. with Congresswoman Susie Lee of CD3. You go all in working with Republicans and fellow Democrats to get things done. Late last year, after our last Washington, D.C. interview, you were named the most bipartisan member of Congress by the Common Ground Scorecard. But yet you get attacked by people who complain about, in quotes, the uniparty. How do you respond to people who say that? Isn't that where everything gets done, the middle?
Listen, look at the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which literally means $4.2 billion of investment so far for the state of Nevada, 140,000 jobs, Brightline West, the first high-speed rail project in this country that will alleviate the bottlenecks or help alleviate the bottlenecks on I-15. That was a bill that was stuck. I mean, it was sort of a joke here in Washington that every week was infrastructure week.
Right.
But it was a bipartisan group of people. It was several of us House members, senators. Senator Jackie Rosen was in the group. And 4 governors went to Annapolis, Maryland with Governor Hogan and sat down and said, okay, let's not talk about where we don't agree. Let's talk about where we do agree, because it doesn't matter. It's not a Republican or a Democrat issue. Our infrastructure was crumbling, and we needed to get this investment done. And so it's that type of work that is so important. And, you know, I don't want to live in a country where you have to wait for the political tides to swing to get things done. I think that the most beneficial and long-lasting way of us passing legislation is to work in a bipartisan manner. And I just think that's the way to do it. That's why I am the vice chair of the Problem Solvers Caucus. I'm the co-chair of the Bipartisan Women's Caucus. I'm the co-chair of the Bipartisan Colorado River Caucus. I think that, you know, we always, you know, one, I grew up in a big family. I'm one of eight kids. And I ran nonprofits for 25 years. I never asked anyone what party they were in. I just knew we had a homeless problem and a dropout problem, and that, you know, the only way to get things done with people is to have a, build a relationship with them. And you can't build a relationship with people unless you talk to them. And I will tell you that this place makes it somewhat difficult to do that, and you have to find those spaces where you can have those conversations, where you can figure out, you know, how you can work together on something. And so, you know, I think that, and, you know, the way politics are in this country, they're so polarized at this moment. And I just think you got to find those areas where you have common ground with someone and be able to have a relationship so you can chat with them about it. You know, I mean, one of the bills I passed last session was called the Mobile Health Care Act. You know, in Nevada, we have a health care shortage, health providers. In southern Nevada in particular, we're finding that there's pockets, we call them deserts, where people just, you know, if you don't have access, you don't have quality health care if you can't get there.
Right, and that's unfortunately...
We have an access problem here.
Thank you so much for doing this, as always. We really appreciate it, and we'd love to have you come on more often.
All right. Thanks, Sam.
And we'll be right back after this.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. NV Energy. NV Energy proudly serves Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Nevada Mining Association, mining a better future for Nevada. And University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, offering the highest level of care in Nevada.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
It happens, and when it does, there's UMC Quick Care.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. We'll see you on the next broadcast.